Welcome to the end of the world. And it hasn't begun with nuclear bombs or rampaging orange idiots, no. No, it has come with a bite of an infected beef burger. Because Brexit has finally come to England, and with it, our Food Standards Agency has gone the way of the dodo. Which would, of course, be on the menu if we could still get the fuckers. No, now, instead, we've gone for cheap beef. Cheap beef from Chernobyl. Cheap beef from Chernobyl's zombie cows. Maybe we should have kept the freezers shut. But we weren't paid enough for that, so we left the door open. The meat went bad, but it didn't go off because it radiated. And when we served it, well, people got sick. But a little bit of food poisoning wouldn't harm anybody. Unless it killed them. And raised them as zombies. Shit. Please join us now as we play End of the World. Beefy Beef Beef Burgers, the Beef Burgers with Beef. Good luck. Hello, and welcome to episode 233 of The Cult of Tea and Dice, and session 3 of Beefy Beef Beef Burgers, the Beef Burgers with Beef, End of the World. I'm Mordrigan, and I will be attempting to murder every motherfucker in the room. Over to you!
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Hardwick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Archive. I'm playing Archive.
Mm-hmm. I'm Bloodied. I'm playing Bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Duck, and I am playing the Duck.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Allegory. I will be attempting to play Allegory.
Allegory isn't dead!
Oh.
I know. Now, normally at this point, we do a review tea, but we don't have... Well, we do have a review tea, but we also have somebody who hates tea. So we're gonna wait until another day to review the review tea, so we're all drinking PG Tips, which is actually quite a pleasant tea.
Good tea.
I like PG Tips. Don't let anybody tell you
by way of horrifying coincidence, I also am drinking PG Tips in an attempt to wake up.
So what we're saying is, on two different halves of the planet, we're drinking PG Tips. Awesome.
Well, Bloody.
But that's because Bloody's a fucking heretic.
Not as bad as the Duck.
No, that's
Bloody actually likes tea.
See,
the Duck is just drinking water.
See, I'd like to point out that the American is, you know, drinking PG Tips while his British fiance isn't.
Mm. I know.
Very true.
I know.
You should be astonished and potentially worried. But we do have very posh tea to review next time, which we won by way of being first.
Next time, when I'll be in a field far from here.
Maybe the time after next. Because I think you'll want to try this tea.
Okay.
Maybe. Tell me, did you like Russian Caravan?
Yes.
So, yeah, we might wait till the time after next to review this particular diva. Anyway, could somebody recap what happened last week to the main group?
So, we'd gotten out,
mm-hmm.
and then Allegory decided to go wandering into a building, which turned out to have a really, really fat zombie in it.
Like super fat.
Like so fat.
Like, unbelievably fat.
Yeah.
Like so fat.
So fat. So, that was unfortunate.
The Baron Harkonnen could take tips from this guy.
Yes, he could.
This guy could break the Baron Harkonnen's floaty chair.
You could
lose Fade Ruther in his folds.
Oh no, poor Sting and his winged speedo. Anyway.
Winged speedos.
Yeah. So, with my fiancé apparently lost, we decided to, after some arguing, that our best plan was to try and make our way to where there was a car, which we figured, well, probably the roundabout near the Oracle Shopping Centre. So we decided to go by the canal, because that made sense, apparently.
Yep.
Well, there's a friendly-looking arrow, apparently.
Well, yes, but before we did that, we ended up inside this guy's house. Well, we ended up inside a house, which was full of pictures of Nepal.
And the Himalayas in general.
And some very nice curry on the stove that had boiled down a bit. Which, you know, so they ate
and or nicked it.
Well, we did turn the stove off as well.
Yeah, so there wasn't going to be a house fire. And we looked around the office. And it, luckily, we also discovered that hiding in a skip out front using a mattress's cover was Hardwick.
Yay!
So we found Hardwick.
Yay!
He was happy to not be spending any more time in a skip and decided to join us. So we went down.
She might be regretting that now.
Maybe.
Yeah, we went down to the canal where we were unfortunately ambushed by Big Barry the Tramp, who was now a zombie, sadly.
Big Fat Barry.
Yeah, that didn't go so... That was a weird fight.
To say the least, yes.
Although we did eventually manage to cause him to fall into what was left of the canal.
Yep.
At which point we were ambushed by a not-zombie Chav.
Yeah, he basically just wanted to rob you of your cash.
Which...
And curry.
And I mean, he didn't get to the curry because he got to me and I just started stalling him because I could see someone approaching very rapidly from behind, who indeed turned out to be a nice little old Gurkha man who, you know, cut the fucking Chav's head off because he thought it was a zombie. Well, why wouldn't you?
Easy mistake
to make.
What a mistake it's a maker.
They're both basically mindless.
Yes. So, thankfully, the nice gentleman was not... Well, he was a little put out about the whole curry purloining, but he didn't kill us, so that was fine. He hadn't gone quite full zombie apocalypse crazy. Apparently these chalk arrows had been drawn by some guy with a sword who was heading towards the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And that we were advised that the best route was, well, that was
down the side of the Salvation Army.
Yeah, down the side of the Salvation Army. Well, we did find plenty of cars, however, they were all stuck in a traffic jam, and then we started to look in one which unfortunately had a survivalist in it, who was a zombie now.
Yeah, there was equipment in there, but there was also a survivalist zombie.
Yeah, he hadn't drunk his own piss enough, basically.
No.
Bear Grylls would be so disappointed.
Bear Grylls would be very disappointed. He must have been eating at Beef Burgers, the Beef Burgers with beef, and he didn't drink enough piss.
His own piss, not someone else's disappointment, can't it?
No. Has to be your own.
Yeah, otherwise it's just wrong. Yes. So, unfortunately, things got a bit messy at this point, because all the zombies started showing up. The duck tried to hide under a car, but found the car was set too low. So he was just sort of on the ground, nudging a car with his shoulder. Sahira decided to cause a distraction by standing on a car bonnet and reciting... Shakespeare.
She was reciting Macbeth.
Macbeth specifically. Sahira started quoting Macbeth.
Yep.
To distract them. I randomly, having run away, ran back and tried to help, which achieved very little. Also, someone was randomly picking zombies off. Anyway, it all came down in the end to Sahira's distraction working a bit too well, at which point all the zombies sort of went after her. And the car and her and all the zombies fell off the side of the
You see, the mistake she'd made is choosing a Robin Reliant as the thing to stand on to quote Macbeth.
Yeah.
However, that is the point at which we begin. There is a screeching crunch and the Robin Reliant Sakura and about 30 zombies go toppling over the side. There is a couple of seconds. And then there's followed by a kaboom as a big pall of flame and smoke comes up. There's considerably fewer zombies now.
Were we
running?
We should probably... I sort of grab the duck. Let's go now, the duck.
I am just staring at the edge of the overpass.
I'm very sorry that she died as she would have wanted to go, reciting Shakespeare. We could all dream of a death so grand.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just go into shock for now. Yep. You can start grieving loudly later. That's my plan as well.
I'll let them drag me away.
Okay, you get dragged towards the intersection between... What's that intersection? There's like the direction down to the police station and towards the Castle Inn, I think it is, on the other side? And guess what? Ooh. Allegory. Something strange has just happened. Off to your right, you've just seen an explosion, and now you can see Archive, the duck, Blooded, and also Hardwick sort of scurrying along the IDR.
Guys!
Did you shout or stage whisper that?
Stage whispered that, and I'm, like, kind of waving at them.
Okay. There's Allegory over there. He's completely wiped with plaster dust.
Yay!
He looks like a ghost.
Oh, wait, are you a ghost?
Yes, I'm the ghost of Christmas Zombie. What the fuck do you think?
Well, there's no need to get shirty. You're the one who wandered off into a bloody house.
As you do.
Ah, oh, just remembering the day in the skip.
So what are you all doing now?
So we're going to carry on running then? Now you reappear. Hello, by the way. Welcome back.
Hi.
Where are we running to?
More running.
Well, jogging. We can lightly jog.
Or at least walking at a fairly brisk pace. I don't know if there are many more. Yeah, there are zombies. Can we please keep moving?
Someone's shooting them. Anyway,
they're very slowly getting towards you.
Yeah, we're going to walk now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you start walking. Which direction are you walking in?
Same way we were going before.
Are we going towards the fire station?
At the police station.
Police station?
Yeah.
So that's just over there.
Isn't that like where we were told to go or something? Or where we decided to go? That's why we...
Yeah.
Or were we looking for cars?
We were looking for cars. But the police station might have cars.
It's true. Have police cars. I don't know where I was going with that one.
Wait, I've just realized we've got a problem now. Oh, wait, no, we don't. Sorry.
We have Allegory.
Yes, we have Allegory.
The problem is solved.
We had a problem, and now we don't again. Hooray!
It is still a problem that Sahira is dead, though, obviously. Sorry. Wanted to reiterate that.
I mean, not that I'm not sad, but having someone who can hot wire a car versus having someone who can quote Shakespeare is maybe a little bit more helpful.
Jesus Christ, dude.
But I'm still very sad.
Could you wait 5 minutes, maybe, before... cost evaluating your girlfriend's life.
Look, this is the apocalypse. There's no time for being squeamish here.
Okay, anyway, let's move swiftly on.
Okay, so you head down towards the police station. This road is mostly clear, but it seems to be mostly clear because everybody was trying to leave Reading down the IDR, which then immediately turned into a parking lot. And at the far end, there is a bus. It is one of those gas buses, and it's very much on fire. Everything smells of fish and chips.
Yum.
There are worse smells around Reading.
There are a couple of zombies down there, sort of wandering around a little bit on fire. You wander down the front of the police station, and then wander down the side of the police station, and then wander down the other side of the police station, and realise that you... much like me, I've never fucking worked out where the door to the police station is.
I've been in here once.
Ah!
Years ago.
Yeah, I have as well. I had to go there to get a CRB check for me thing, except it's not a real CRB check, it's the smaller version.
I had to go give a witness statement about that burglary. And burglary. Sure.
So anyway, so you do know the way in, and you wander around to the way in. There is a slight problem with the way in. Somebody has barricaded the way in.
Is there one of those buzzer intercom things?
There is. I should probably give you some more information about the barricade, though.
Okay.
It looks hastily put up. It looks like somebody's taken a load of office tables and sort of jammed them in the doorway, because there's some double doors, then a space, then some more double doors. The space between the two double doors is filled with tables, mostly upended, facing out. And on it... has been scrawled in, presumably Tippex, "Keep out Ramona's."
Oh no. Nigel Farage is in our fucking police station. Fuck.
Why is he in Reading?
I don't know! Because it's the zombie apocalypse. Why fucking wouldn't Nigel Farage be here?
Okay.
Why is he having Boris Johnson with him?
We probably don't want to barricade ourselves in the police station anyway, because eventually we'll starve. So really, we need to get out of Reading. So maybe we should go back to finding a car and maybe put a brick through the window or something, and then they can deal with Nigel Farage for us.
Really, I would put the point, there is a possibility it's not Nigel Farage, it's just some guy who really, really is into Brexit. And while I don't like people who are really into Brexit, it does seem a little harsh to cause them to get eaten by zombies. A little harsh. Just a smidge.
As long as it's only a smidge. That's
yeah,
fine.
Just a smidge.
Okay.
So we agree, no letting people get killed, and we'll just go find a car.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a thought.
Yeah?
We've already seen traffic, you know, jams piled up, so getting a car on the road is going to be difficult at best. But I didn't see a boat pile up in the canal.
Every time. Because it's a good plan.
It is.
And then I can fly a helicopter.
It just sort of feels like we've done this plan so many times, we should try a different plan for once. But of course, everyone who's not already tried this plan so many times wants to do the boat.
Okay.
Well, so the audience has never heard us do the boat.
Yes, they have. They've heard the boat. The boat has occurred.
That was an out of character conversation, by the way, allegory.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's still technically a valid plan.
It is a perfectly valid plan. I mean, how good are you at driving cross country?
Well, we could do what are they called? Like back roads. You don't have to do the motorway. Motorway's going to be jam packed anyway. Motorway's going to be a standstill anyway, so.
Probably.
They're thinking, don't worry.
We haven't thought this through, but where would we go once we got the car?
Well,
I assume just away from the city and into the country where there's less people, but.
Just so you all know, you're having this conversation at the front of the police station at the moment. There are still zombies coming your way, they're just very slow.
Oh dear.
Let's just walk and talk. Walk and talk.
Walk and talk, yeah.
Which direction are you walking? Are you going towards the Broadstreet Mall? Are you heading towards the burning bus at the end of St. Mary's Butts? Are you getting back on the IDR and walking along the IDR towards Caversham? Or are you going towards Tilehurst, a.k.a. the end of the world?
If we go towards Caversham, that leaves us open to the boat plan.
And open to your car plan if you get that far.
Yeah.
And heading out of Reading feels like a good idea right now.
Are there back roads out of Caversham? Like, or is it only the motorway? I don't know.
Why are you asking us?
You can get lots of ways out of Caversham.
Sure. So,
eventually, if you keep going in Caversham, you end up in the countryside. And then you go, how the fuck did I end up in the countryside? I think I've taken a wrong turning.
But that sounds like where we want to be, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to go back on the IDR and continue walking along the IDR.
Does that lead us straight back where we just came from with that massive?
So you and they walked along the IDR, then you went off to look at the police station.
Uh-huh.
So you'd now be walking back and then walking along the IDR.
Right.
In theory, you could go past where the council used to be, down past Sushi Mania,
ooh,
and get back on the IDR at the other end.
Ooh, sushi is good.
It'll be zombie sushi, probably.
Yeah, okay.
Although this will involve you having to go down the side of the Broad Street Mall and also down by the side of the job centre. Any of you aficionados of the junk food? I believe you are.
Yes.
You would know that the Broad Street Mall has the largest beefy beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef. I'm going to use quote marks here, restaurant in the whole of Reading.
Right.
Do we know that that's the cause?
The giant fat zombie that you saw was chucking beefy beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef canisters out of the window, so maybe. I tell you what, why don't you make me a mental roll? I believe intelligence is one of them.
Logic.
There we go.
That thing I have two in. Okay.
So, you get a die for you and a negative die for the issue. I'll give you a positive die for your previous knowledge of the giant fat zombie throwing shit out the window. I don't think this is relatively threatening knowledge, but you are trying to think swiftly while zombies bear down on you, so you can have another negative die, because why the fuck not?
Okay.
Anybody think of anything positive or negative that could apply?
Any sort of positives being well aware of the different junk food outlets?
My mental native for glutton could help.
Okay. I will actually allow you to get that, but I will give you a further negative also for glutton, because you might have been eating there recently.
Oh no!
We'll find out how much stress he gets and tell you.
Okay, so the 5 and the 5 cancel out. Right, my logic is 2, so is it under or equal or under?
I think it's equal or under.
Okay, so I got a success, which leaves 2 unneuted negative die.
Those negative die still got their balls. You take 2 stress.
Okay.
You are aware that there's a beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef outlet in the Broad Street Mall, and you're starting to wonder whether the beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef burgers, might in fact be the cause of the zombie apocalypse.
You know,
because that big fat guy had a lot of beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef, and the nearest collection of zombies that you've seen was all around a big beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef.
Was there a wrapper in the underpass as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Guys, I'm starting to notice a whole trend involving beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef, possibly being linked to these zombies. So maybe we should avoid the Broad Street Mall, given it has a fairly large beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef outlet.
And I'd just like to let you all know at home that I did choose this name to be as unwieldy as possible. The beef burgers. Beef burgers with beef promise is
no.
No matter how many beef burgers you eat, there's always more beef burgers. The beef burgers with beef.
Now containing 60% beef.
From Chernobyl.
The rest is horse.
Maybe. It might be wild boar. Who knows? It'll be radioactive no matter what.
It could be pigeon. There's loads of pigeons in Reading.
That's true. But please continue. You would... thinking while large hordes of zombies walk towards you.
Well, okay, we also want to walk, but we probably, yeah, if we don't want to go there, although it could be an interesting experiment to try and work out whether or not that actually is the cause. But in the meantime, the present, we probably should just not go there.
Let's go back to the IDR.
Okay. Does that involve walking towards the zombies?
Walking towards the large group of zombies that is now walking towards you. I mean, they're zombies, they're relatively slow. The pack is certainly much thinned now, because Sakira took out, 30 of them when she lured them to her death? And there's a few more missing now than there were before, but
I mean,
they don't seem to be falling over anymore.
It's more, does this involve getting closer to them than walking past, or does this mean literally walking past them?
Could we just hide and let them go past? Do they seem like they have some sense of where we are?
They're not terribly far away. They can sort of see you, but you might be able to hide. They didn't seem particularly intelligent.
I don't know. If we hide somewhere, we might corner ourselves, and then we're screwed even more.
They are getting closer, by the way, just so you
want to. We just run.
Let's just run.
So you're just going to try and run through / round the pack?
Definitely around.
Yeah.
Around the pack, then. So I'm guessing we're making rolls for everybody, then.
I'm not sure I like this. Can we just go a different direction?
So, this will be a dexterity roll. You all get 1 positive die for being a person. You get 2 negative die for Paco Zombies. Do any of you have negative dice for your physicals that could be a problem?
I'm not good at running.
Okay.
I occasionally trip over my own feet.
Yes. Anybody else?
I am American.
I don't think being American is a direct negative to running. I think you're probably all right on that one. Anybody else got any negatives that might apply?
I'm positive.
Oh.
I've got quick on my feet.
Yes, that will give you a positive die.
My powerful legs, perhaps?
Yes. Despite the fact that you're not good at running, your powerful legs will save you if they grab you.
Yeah.
Archive, any positives you can think of?
Well, I can use my knowledge of science to try and find, the right moment to dash through a gap by working out, how roughly sort of speed they're moving and how they're likely to go.
I'll give you a positive die. But I may also give you a negative die, because you're going to stand there and watch them for a bit.
Oh, I won't. I'll be watching while I'm running up, because I'm quite slow.
Okay, so you can have a positive die, but bear in mind that I'm going to be bearing that in mind. Hardwick?
Either flexibility or being a quick thinker?
I'll give you flexibility.
Okay.
So, Allegory, do you have any positives to add?
I'm actually trying to find my sheet. I can't find it, so I don't know.
You are covered in dust. Let's say it's vaguely lubricating.
Ingrid innuendo, right?
Okay.
Oh, I say.
Well, he does have... Does anybody have any equipment they think would help?
I've got my can of Monster I can use to myself a caffeine boost.
If you want to use it, you can.
Okay.
Give yourself a positive die and chug that monster. Glug, 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 glug.
I've got a lot of knives and stuff I can sort of wave around in case any of them get too close. Because if I wave my arms around and they get cut, they might run away.
You clumsy as fuck.
No, I only try to wave my feet. I'm quite good at fiddly detail work.
Okay. You can have a positive die, but if you fail, you're watching carefully and flailing with knives is definitely going to become a thing.
It's all right.
It's archive.
It's all right, because I frequently sound like a weirdo, so I'm used to being in strange positions.
Don't fail this roll. It'll be really bad if you do. Anybody else claiming any equipment bonuses?
I get a positive die because I'm not running next.
No, no, you can't.
Just negative die.
Just staying away from archives at this point is considered standard operations. Okay.
I'm hoping the zombies think the same thing.
The zombies are probably going, what the actual fuck? So everybody roll, and if somebody could be nominated to roll for Allegory.
Oh, my dice escaped.
Oh dear.
The duck. You'd ask the duck to roll for you.
How many was it?
It was...
Two positive, two negative, I believe it ended up being.
So I got two successes and two negatives.
So remember, if you filled in any of your lines of stress, you take one less damage.
Okay, I've filled in both the one and two lines of
stress. So you take no stress from this, and you succeed. You make it through the zombie pack. They sort of reach out and try and grab you, but you just shrug it off.
Came away.
The duck.
Both of my ones cancelled out, so I'm left with a positive die that doesn't pass and a negative die. But I think because I have my first track filled out.
Okay, so you take no stress, but you're also still not past the group.
Yeah.
Hardwick, I'm looking at your dice. That's not great.
It's not good, is it?
No. So what we're saying is you take two stress and also are still on the wrong side of the pack.
Yes.
I pass, but I got two stress.
So what basically happens with you is... You run forwards, shrieking and wagging knives about having looked for the best route. The best route seems to be following him, which of course makes you go faster because she's coming up behind you wagging knives. You do, however, at one point, catch a zombie in the wrist and then the hand comes off and slaps you in the face, which is slightly painful, but you do end up on the right side of the group of zombies. With knives. What did Allegory get?
His lowest on the positive was a 3.
Well,
do you know if that's a pass, Allegory?
I don't. I don't have my sheet. I don't know where it is.
Oh dear. Because I don't think we've got a copy of your sheet. I'll have a quick look.
I thought I said... So how do I determine if something is a...
Is it equal to or less than your...
Dexterity.
Yeah.
And it's a 3.
Okay, no.
Okay. And there's also 2 stress.
So you take 2 stress points, and you're also on the wrong side of the grouping. So, the duck, archive, your, I'm doing the quote marks, teamwork has resulted with you two both being on the IDR. You turn around to speak to the others and realise that between you and the others is a large group of zombies.
I didn't make it across.
Didn't you? I failed.
No, I think it was just me.
You made it. In which case, you were following him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Bloodied and Archive, your teamwork have resulted in you being on the right side of the zombies. Unfortunately, you turn around and... Everybody else is not on the right side of the zombies. They are, in fact, on the wrong side of the zombies.
Okay.
Some of the zombies have turned round and seen you. Some of the zombies are still heading towards the other people. Who would like to act?
I'd like to act. Okay. Is there anything I can use to cause distraction?
Yourself? Any weaponry you have? There's a lot of cars.
On top of a car and reciting Shakespeare. that works well.
In theory, if you broke the window of one of these parked cars, the alarm might go off. But there is the issue of that will probably summon quite a lot of zombies.
Yes.
Or you could stand on a bonnet and recite Shakespeare. I mean, that's always an option, it turns out.
Shit. I don't know any Shakespeare, but I do know. I jump up on a bonnet and oh god, which one? Spring is here, spring is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. Yeah, I start singing Poisoning Pigeons in the Park by Tom Lehrer.
Okay. Well, fine.
To try and draw more zombies away from the others.
Make me a charisma check. You get -2, zombie horde. +1 for you. Please give me other possible positives.
Oh, shit. If I'd only decided to say I got it from Agnes, I could use King of Innuendo.
I mean, Tom Lehrer is pretty fucking fantastic. Who wouldn't pay attention to that?
Yeah. Parents work because of how fucking awesome Tom Lehrer is.
I'll give you a point for that.
Yeah!
Tom Lehrer is awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 2+, 2-. I think that's the best I'm going to get here.
Yeah, don't push it.
I know. I'm not. It's a zombie apocalypse. Why not? Okay, fuck. No. That's. The 2+ don't pass, and I've got. So does it matter what number it's on the negative dice, or does it not cancel?
They're not cancelled.
Though I have 2 negatives.
So you get 2 social stress. You start singing and sort of, like, come to a faltering halt as you realise that several of the zombies have turned away from you and are heading more quickly towards your compatriots.
Oh,
who's going next?
That's probably like Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm.
In which case the zombies are going to go next. The zombies swarm the people on the other side. You get attacked, and you get attacked, and you get attacked, Allegory. So, they are coming in at you. There is -2 for zombie horde.
I'll roll for Allegory.
You get +1 for being yourselves. Then you can argue for your positives as you see fit. Remember, equipment helps.
Quick on my feet.
I'll give it to you. You've got plenty of space to avoid them if you wish.
Metal pipe? Can I use it to push them away? Like,
if you're not trying to attack them with it, then yes, I'll give you a +1 for hiking them off. Hardwick?
Can I go for flexible, for dodging?
I'll give you 1 for that. Allegory, do you have anything to add?
Yes. My walking stick.
Yep, that can give you a +1 as well. So everybody ends up with 2+, 2-.
Is this vitality?
It will be, actually.
Okay, what's your vitality, huh?
2.
Okay. I'm afraid you don't pass that, but you do only take 1 stress, so...
So, the duck.
I do pass, and I take 2 stress as my leather coat, and since the
first round... Yes, basically... A zombie sort of lurches towards you and attacks you. It manages to sink its teeth into your leather coat and you take no damage. Hardwick.
I pass as well and I take 1.
So you dodge back out of the way and bang your ankle against the side of the gutter, but you don't actually get got by the zombies. And Allegory fails and takes stress.
I take 1 stress. Have you filled out your first... how many stress have you taken so far, huh?
That's 3.
Then you filled your 1. That makes it 3, does it? Or did you have 3 before?
I've had no stress up to now.
Okay, so you tick off your last box in the 3. Going forwards, whenever you take stress, you'll take 1 less. So the zombie horde rushes forwards. Did you succeed? Or
I did succeed.
You succeed and you succeed. So you 2 dodge away from the zombies. Allegory, one of them grabs him by the arm and claws up his arm a bit. Don't think it's bitten him, but it has got hold of him. So, who's going next?
Yeah, I will. I'm just going to start wailing on the zombies.
Okay. Are you specifically going to just go for the nearest zombie, or are you going to try and free Allegory?
I'll try and free Allegory.
He's being nice. So, positive die for you. Negative die for... negative two dice for zombie horde.
What positives do you think you get?
I honestly don't think... I just realised I have weak and lanky arms, so that's probably another negative. This is probably a really
bad idea. That is another negative. I believe you've got an iron bar, though.
Does that give me a positive dice?
It's relatively easy to hit with an iron bar, so I'll give you a positive die. It just doesn't do as much damage as, say, a spade. Because a spade's difficult to hit with, but then does hideous amounts of damage.
Right, so I don't think I have any other positives. But...
He rushes to Allegory's defense and promptly...
Succeeds.
Oh my goodness.
With... Oh shit. Oh. Cancels out.
Thought he succeeded and realizes that actually he doesn't.
So, don't succeed and take two stress.
Yeah. Until you're taking four stress, you're currently fine.
Okay, sure.
Plus armor. So you rush in and you poke viciously at the zombie with the stick, the metal, pointy, pokey stick. The zombie turns as you poke, and you poke the stick through its mouth and out the back of its head, and it seems to be entirely unbothered and starts sort of walking along the stick, clacking its jaws together towards you.
Oh, fuck. No, thank you.
Wait a minute. So he's stabbed the zombie through the back of the head.
Yep.
I'm going to grab the other end of the stick and say, pull the other direction and haul on it.
Okay. You can get plus one for you, plus one for iron bar through the face. Negative two, because zombie horde, you're still dodging the other zombies in addition to this one. Do you think any other positives would help you here?
Sure I do.
What one?
Pain tolerance. I am not distracted.
Good.
Pain tolerance, because I'm not distracted by the zombie hurting me.
Sounds good. You can get plus one for that. Do you have any negatives that would apply?
Big target. I mean, he already has me, so...
No, I don't think that would apply in this case. So, is it three positive, two three negative? Positive.
Are we both rolling for this since we're going together?
This is Allegory's action.
Hey, those cats help. One success and one stress.
Okay, so you don't take any stress because you've already filled your three boxes, your first three boxes. You jump up and grab hold of the other end of the iron bar and basically drag the zombie down to about waist level with its head and then sort of jerk it about a bit and it jiggles backwards and forwards. It's definitely taking damage, but... You're vaguely worried what this looks like from the outside.
What does it look like from my side?
Well, there was this zombie, and now there's this zombie between the dock and Allegory, sort of jiggling about. And you're not, from where you're standing, you can't see what's happening. And the rest of the zombie horde is still gathering in around.
Oh my god!
Who's acting next?
Everybody bends.
It's you! You said,
Yes.
You're next to them while they're... I don't know...
What they're doing. What are you doing?
A zombie.
They've kebabbed its head and now seem to be trying to drive it to the ground in some fashion. There are other zombies, incidentally.
Well, I'd like to, like... Sorry, guys, but we have to go.
You can run. So I'll give you positive die for you, negative two die for zombie horde. The zombies are quite distracted currently.
Excellent.
Because of the whole kebab heading.
Whatever this entertainment is.
Yeah. Do you have any other positives? Flexible, I think, will probably apply here.
Okay, yeah, good.
They are getting very close, though. Next round, you'll take a further negative for the for running because you'll be surrounded.
I do have a knife with that. I'm not actually trying to attack them, it's just a...
So you're going to go with the flail wildly while running plan, is this what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, go right ahead and take that positive die, and bear in mind if you fail it'll be bad.
Okay.
Roll the dexterity.
Let's have a look.
Oh, dearie me, I think is the answer.
Yeah, maybe.
What's your dexterity?
Three.
It's not four or five, then.
No.
It's neither of those two things. So, What happens is you start running, flailing wildly with the knife, and run into a very, very fat zombie. You bounce off him, sort of bruising your nose on his sternum. He's quite big. You also stab him with the knife as you're running, flailing wildly, and as you bounce off and the knife stays in him. You take a stress unless you've filled up your first three boxes.
I've got two filled in the second line.
Oh, right. So you take no damage, but you are now in front of a giant zombie and have lost your knife. Archive, you're the only one person left to go.
Right. Well, I feel like I should probably also try the distracting method.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the standing on a car bonnet. In fact, I'm going to, if anything, move slightly further away from him because, you know, if I have to run away, I want to be prepared for that.
Okay. You sidle off down the IDR a little.
A little. And I'm just basically going to start shouting abuse at them.
Okay.
Oi, zombie, you're a saucepan and so's your face.
Okay.
I will be standing on one leg while I'm doing this. So then if they happen to glance my way, they might be like, the fuck is she doing? Because who the hell stands on one leg with one hand on their hip and the other arm out, a bit like a teapot?
She does regularly stand like a weirdo. So, at this point, this will be a charisma check.
It will, yeah.
Positive one die for you. Negative two die for zombie horde.
Okay.
What other positives do you think apply?
I mean, I have a positive for nonsensical comebacks.
Okay, you can have that.
And I feel like I could maybe use my social negative as a positive in this instance, because standing like a weirdo is in fact drawing attention to myself, which in most social situations would be a negative.
Go right ahead and make the roll, but bear in mind, next round it will become much harder because these guys will be surrounded.
Yeah. Okay, that cancels. I pass and take one stress.
Okay. So you stand like a weirdo and shout at them, and as you're taking a big breath in to shout at them still further, you topple over slightly and embarrass yourself a little. But what does happen is the whole of the zombie horde stops and turns around and goes,
Shit.
And they don't actually complete their surrounding you three yet. You're not sure whether this whole situation is going to last, I should point out. Who's going next? And it can be anyone at this point.
Allegory, how strong are you? Could you, like, rip the metal bar up through this guy's head?
You spoke. You're going first.
Okay. In which case, I'm going to attempt to do the thing that I just said.
Cool.
But probably not very well.
Well, you've got positive die for you, positive die for bar, positive die for Allegory helping, I assume. Okay. Negative two die, zombie horde.
Negative die for weak and lanky arms.
Anything else you can think of?
No, I don't think so. Actually,
you could
one too many negative die there.
No, it was...
Negative two for zombie horde, negative one for weak and lanky arms.
Wasn't there another, did you say?
Not yet.
No, okay. Yeah. Did you give him time?
I don't know.
I think that's it then.
Yeah. If you get surrounded, this is going to ramp way up.
Oh, why does my one always cancel out?
Because it's the end of the world.
In which case, no, I do not succeed. I just sit there and go... Ugh.
Do you take stress?
No, it cancels out.
Okay, so you haul on the metal bar and succeed in getting the zombie to nipple height. But that's about it. The zombie by now is looking a little confused. He's like... Are we doing the hokey cokey but in vertical distance? What is this shit? What are you doing? Who's going next? Okay, the zombies will then.
I was talking.
Oh, okay. We couldn't hear you actually, but go on.
I will attempt to break free of Le Zombie.
Okay, well, you can either try and complete the duck's manoeuvre of destroying this zombie's head completely, or you can leave the duck to it and just run away. Because the zombies are currently quite, well, distracted by Archive, and, well, the duck's got armour.
All right. I will complete the ripping off of the head.
Okay. So, positive die for you.
Same as before, 3 and 2.
No, because it's 4 and 2, because the duck is helping.
Yay!
And hopefully you're slightly stronger than the duck.
Yeah.
What's your vitality, dear?
This is dexterity.
Two. Oh, dexterity. Also two?
Two.
Two. Okay. Okay, so that's one cancels out. But you get a success die, and one stress, but you've already got your stress one stress bar filled through, so you don't take anything.
So there's a light popping sound as the top part of the zombie's skull pops off and drops down to the side and your metal bar comes free. The body topples over. The head, sans lower jaw, is now sat on the floor looking around as if to go, I'm not certain I understood what just happened, but I'm going to go with it because I'm a mostly severed head. The rest of the zombies look around a little at the popping sound. Who's going next?
I'm going next.
Okay.
I'm going to dive in and grab Allegory and pull him back out.
So you're going to go back through the horde?
Well, I want to try and grab Allegory. You're kind of in the middle.
Okay.
Don't do that.
I'll make this a... It will be a vitality check. You've basically got to dive in through most of the zombie horde and then try and drag him out.
Okay.
You're going to basically be surrounding yourself with zombies. It's going to be -3 for zombie horde.
Okay.
What positives do you think you have?
I get one for being me.
Yep.
My powerful blades will help me push through anyone trying to grab me.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'm being distracting.
There is a distraction being caused by the popping sound and by archive.
I'll allow it.
Okay. So 3 and
you're
3.
You're not getting 2 dice for that. You're just getting 1.
No, just getting 1. Just getting 1.
I'll allow it.
Okay. So those cancel out. I get 2 positive dice and 2 stress, but I've already filled out my 2 stress track, so take nothing.
I keep forgetting that zombies have damage stats, but never mind. Let's not worry about it right now. You dive in and grab Allegory. Allegory is ripped away from your metal bar and disappears through the zombie horde, leaving you with Hardwick on the wrong side of the zombie horde. Allegory, you're dragged backwards through the zombie horde. You appear on the other side of the zombie horde, next to Archive, standing weird and talking bollocks, and your own fiancé. Who's going next? It's either Hardwick, Archive, or the zombies.
Okay,
probably for the best. What are you wanting to do? You've just run smack dab into a very large zombie. Tall, muscly. Well, used to be muscly.
Does the knife look like it's easily pull-outable?
It's buried up to the hilt in his chest.
No, then.
It might be.
I'm still going to go with no.
Okay.
So I just want to find an opening and try and dodge through.
Yes. Okay. So they were distracted, so they didn't surround you. -2 for zombie horde.
Mm-hmm.
+1 for you. +1 for flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you another +1 for them being distracted.
Okay.
Because you're basically going to have to go through them.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're not surrounded is what you gained from that one.
Okay.
So roll it. Well, that was an interesting roll.
Mm-hmm.
I think you succeeded.
What am I rolling?
Dexterity.
Yes, I do.
So you dart through the zombie horde and end up on the other side. It's the zombies or Archive to go. She made a noise, she goes next.
Okay.
Now, on your side, there are 4 of your three of your compatriots. On the other side, there is the duck.
How many zombies are between us and the duck?
A horde. I haven't quantified them up to now. It is a small horde.
Okay.
A hordelet.
What's around us?
So, as you look down towards where the duck is almost at the door to the police station. There's a small zombie horde sort of gathering around him. Well, they stop to look at you, then a load of people ran through, and now they're sort of milling a bit, but they're probably going to notice, 1, he's there, and 2, you're all there. A bit further behind him There's a bit of road with some zombies that are on fire walking slowly towards him and have been for a little while. And behind that, there's a burning bus.
Okay.
And you're all stood on the IDR where there's a lot of cars.
Okay, if there's a lot of cars, is there any sort of debris on the floor that's sort of throwable?
Probably not on the floor. You could break the window of a car and get some easily, but that runs the risk of setting the alarm off. You do have a lot of knives and general kitchen implements because you clank when you move.
No, I've only got some knives, a mallet, and a hatchet now.
Only.
She's only got some knives, a mallet, and a hatchet.
Okay, I'll chuck a couple of the knives at them in the hope that it might distract them a bit further and draw them towards us and help the duck get away.
Okay.
I'll sort of try and aim for the ones more towards him if I can.
Okay.
Not too near him.
We all know what's going to happen if she fails, right? So, positive die for you. Negative two die for zombie horde. I'll give you positive die for big fucking target because zombie horde.
Excellent.
You can have a positive die for knives.
Woo!
Roll away. Do not fail. The duck wants you to not fail.
Yeah, please don't.
Please don't kill the duck.
Okay. I do pass. I get 2 stress.
Okay. So you slightly cut your hand as you're...
It's actually only 1 stress.
Yeah. So you slightly cut your hand as you're whanging knives at them. The duck. You're standing there thinking, well, this is pretty shitty. When knives start sailing into the group of zombies, and some of them actually stick. The zombie right in front of you gets a handle in the side of their head and goes, move. And another one gets, like, the sharp point of the knife sort of going downwards into its cheek as it was just flung wildly in the general direction. One of them gets hit solidly in the arm, all the way through. It looks down and goes, and claws at it a bit, making the wound so much worse. Unfortunately for you, this is now the zombie's turn.
Yep.
So, a few zombies attack you. The rest of the zombies turn and start heading towards you four. The duck. You might want to make a roll at this point.
What am I rolling?
Vitality. You have -2 currently because they have not yet surrounded you. And you have your own 1 positive.
Can I use my metal pipe to hold them off? Is that...
I'll allow it.
I don't think I have anything else that'll help.
Please note, I've now remembered that zombies do damage, so they do +1 damage if they hit you.
They definitely hit me.
Okay. How much stress? Remember, it's stress on the dice +1.
So I have
2 on the dice. Still not going to do any damage.
You
need to take more than 3 damage. God damn it, I need to surround him with burning zombies. Which, incidentally, is what's going to happen next. They sort of claw at you. You're a bit badly held. They're starting to chow down and finding it difficult because you're covered in leather.
Yeah.
But it's starting to be a very bad day for you. And it's also getting much warmer for some reason.
Sure.
Next round. Who's going?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm running.
You attempt to break free and run. Good news, bad news time.
Okay.
So, -3 die. You are surrounded by a zombie horde.
Okay.
Some of the zombies are on fire, and you know that you can't catch people if they're on fire.
Okay.
Maybe you should light yourself on fire. You get 1 positive die for yourself.
Yep. Quick on my feet?
Yeah, I'll give you that. In this case, metal bar is not helping.
Yeah.
Keep your head in social situations. Well, stressful situations.
Level-headed, in emergency.
I mean, this is a pretty strong emergency,
this
right?
This is an emergency.
I'll allow it.
I get the feeling you hate me in this game.
No, because I can just turn around and say no.
Yeah, it's fair point.
If I want to disallow it, I can just say no or throw more zombies at you.
Also fair.
Literally.
This round you're just surrounded. Next round you'll be surrounded by things that are on fire.
You might want to get away.
Before you roll, you might want to consider the adding a positive die and a negative die for 1 stress option.
Might do that.
You could push yourself.
Because I do only have a 2 for my dexterity. Mm. Oh, that one rolled a 2.
Well, that's helpful. Let's hope it didn't get cancelled out.
I did roll a 1, which was also cancelled out by the 3 negative ones that I rolled.
You rolled another 2, though, so...
Oh, yeah, I did.
So you got 2 positives.
Well, there we go, then. But so how much stress did you take?
3 negatives, but I pass.
So you take 1 damage, because they do 1 damage.
Yeah.
And so you're all watching as the back half of the zombie horde, along with the burning zombies, sort of descend on the duck. There is a... I think you probably leave the coat behind to escape.
Yeah, sure.
So you duck down and scrabble out through their legs. And you keep scrabbling once you reach the section of zombies that are just sort of walking towards your friend. And you keep scrabbling. Suddenly, out from the front of the zombie pack, scrabbles on all fours the duck. He looks a bit fucked. He's also no longer wearing a coat.
I just keep running.
And then he keeps running down the road. You're now all on the right side of the zombie horde, so at this point we don't need to be in combat time.
Yeah, we just
go faster than
that. Let's just run.
Let's fast walk. Then we've still got something in us to run if we need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
The zombie horde is following you.
Okay.
As you move down the IDR, as a zombie horde comes out of the road and starts following you, you do notice that zombies from the back of the packs keep falling over for no readily apparent reason, and you hear in the distance the occasional
pew, pew, pew. Do we go towards the gunshots? Or just
no,
keep...
that's back to where we came.
Okay. So,
stick
to the plan.
Let's not try and go past the zombies again. That's a really stupid idea.
Yes.
Okay, so you're walking along down the IDR, heading towards Caversham. You were the one who knew about junk food, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. At the end of this road, there is a TGI Fridays.
Okay, that's not so bad.
You're trying to rack your brains to remember, did they have a beefy beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef concession or not? You're not certain. You're not sure.
Hmm.
You continue walking, going past the turn off towards the train station. You can see a large number of people there. Well, I say people. You can see a large number of zombies there, seemingly waiting in the taxi rank. They're all wearing giant rucksacks. And you remember, it was due to be the Reading Rock Festival earlier this week. Well, not anymore. Although I suppose Rob Zombie will do quite well.
That was bad. You should... feel bad.
Yeah. You continue a bit further, and on your right is the post office, and on your left is the fire station. Not quite so good as the police station.
Is it open?
The doors are open. There seems to be a lack of fire engines in it.
Damn.
That would be nice.
That would be cool.
There might be equipment in there. You never know.
Yeah, fire axe.
Ooh.
Do any of us know how to use a fire axe?
Point it at the thing that you want to kill and swing.
Okay.
Can I make one tiny weenie point?
Yeah?
England doesn't have fire axes.
You know?
We don't?
No, because our houses are made of bricks.
Yeah, but you've got to get through a door.
Don't have fire axes. They've got crowbars. They don't have fire axes.
English people.
I did not realise that, and that is depressing to me.
No, they don't have fire axes. Because I did quite a lot of training up at the fire brigade. When I was a fire marshal, I saw not a single fire axe. I can check.
How far away is the zombie horde behind us?
Well, you've been relatively fast walking, and they're moving at zombie pace.
On the other hand, some of them are on fire, so they'll all want to come here probably.
Well, they're all on fire now, because they were all sort of walking along, and they've kind of been catching fire.
Do we have time to look for anything that might be useful?
You might have. Let me just check. I'm just checking. Does the UK Fire Brigade have fire axes? Give me a second. The answer is sort of, by the looks of this. They do not have fire axes, as you would understand them, the big two-handed things. Yes. They have, effectively, insulated fire hatchets.
Sure. It's not as cool.
No. But, yeah, I don't think they actually have fire axes.
That is disappointing.
But anyway, they never taught me how to use the axes, so...
What else would there be in a fire station?
Hoses.
fire extinguishers. Fire blankets!
I don't think there's going to be much to get
there. Yeah, let's just keep walking. Yeah.
Okay. You walk past, and you draw level with TGI Fridays. And that is when you remember it does have a beefy beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef concession.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear.
There's two articulated beefy beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef lorries parked there.
Oh no.
One of them is open and seems empty. The other one is open and is, for want of a better word, jiggling about a bit. Complete with the sounds.
Allegory, do you know how to drive the lorry?
That's what I was just thinking.
What's the road like at this point?
If it's not a stick shift, yeah.
Manual.
Ah, yes. I'm trying to think if articulated lorries are probably manual. The answer is maybe. In terms of the road, well, it depends on if you're in a car or an articulated lorry, really.
Right.
So articulated lorries are big, heavy motherfuckers.
Smash through a lot of shit.
Yeah. And it's not as jammed here, because it's not the IDR at this point. It's fairly full of cars, but it's not, like, jam-packed full of cars. Okay.
Go for the empty one.
Yeah, but once we get in it, we then have to... Are we still going on back roads out of here?
In which case, once we're out of the main part of Reading, we can
steal something else.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Borrow. We're borrowing.
So you're starting to head over to the beef burgers, the beef burgers with beef articulated lorry.
Yeah, the one that's empty.
Yes. The one that's full, on the other hand, is jiggling wildly and making oomph sounds. So you're moving towards the articulated lorry. Who's taking point? Who's at the front of your grouping?
Probably me, I guess.
Okay. What weaponry have you got?
Got my bolt cutters, because that's literally all I've got.
Bolt cutters. So you're rushing forwards, heading towards the cab of the empty one. And in the full one, you hear... And behind you, you hear... Well... And as the on-fire zombies head towards you. As you're moving up the side of the articulated lorry, from the other articulated lorry, you hear...
Bacon!
And from the back of the beefy beef burgers, the beef burgers... with beef articulated lorry comes a person. They are, well, I'd say they're wearing a sort of white t-shirt, but they're now sort of wearing it as a bib because they are much bigger than they were when they should have been wearing it. They also probably used to have shorts on. They are no longer wearing shorts.
Oh.
It's very much more a case of, you know, a thong now? A very, very tight thong.
Ooh, like a
very, very tight thong. Because this person is approximately... If they stood up straight, they'd probably be about 16 feet tall. And about 18 feet wide. They are very fat indeed.
They're tall.
Oh yes, they've grown. Most of it is back hump fat. Admittedly, their head is sort of poking out at the middle, and then there's this huge mound of blubbery, ice-covered fat with the old ice crystals sticking out of it at the top. There's like ice crystals and burgers stuck to them all over the place. Their mouth is still chewing on two enormous hamster-like cheeks full of burgers. And the thing sort of lumbers out and goes,
taste me.
And then the giant beef burger monster notices you all. So there's a rumbling as it takes two quite clumsy steps forward. Because you realise that its toes are covered by the blubber.
So it's not so much walking on its feet anymore as walking on the blubber. As it takes a step, a ripple of fat goes all the way off its body on the right-hand side, passes over to the left-hand side, and then ripples all the way down to the left-hand side, tickling its foot and causing it to take another step towards you. Coming up the road is the on-fire zombie horde. Who's doing what?
I think I just turn around. I think I'm just going to assume that we all agree we run away. And I'm going to turn and run. Is this at the roundabout, the TGIs?
Yep.
So I'll go left off the roundabout towards
Caversham. Yep. Towards Caversham Bridge.
Yep.
Okay, so you have the plan, but the dog goes, fuck that noise! Whoop, 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 whoop. Which seems fair. You hurtle off down the road. As fast as your little legs can carry you. Which is quite fast. Who's going next?
Show me the noise.
Yeah, you did.
Fuck. Allegory, get in the cab and start the lorry.
Right.
Right, okay, so where are we in relation to the lorry? Where is the...
Okay, so Blobmdar, which is what I'm going to refer to him as, is next. The two lorries parked side by side. You are on the far side of the empty lorry, and Blobmdar has just come out of the other one.
Right.
Behind you, further down the road, is the burning horde of zombies. So you've got basically the trailer between you and Blobmdar, well, with the exception of the duck, who's just head off down the road. So Blobmdar has kind of seen him hair off, but at the moment there's more meat where you lot are. I'm trying to work out how the hell enemies attack people, whether I'm doing it right or not. But keep going.
Okay,
decide what you want to do.
I pull out my bag of M&Ms.
Okay.
Dude, look, chocolate, and then throw it back towards the burning zombies.
Okay. You're going to go right ahead and make a charisma check. Now, bear with me 1 second. Yeah. H36 attacking. Yes. Right. The central rule of this game is the GM doesn't make rolls. So I assume it must be a defense check on your sides.
Yeah, I guess.
You've got positive die for human.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a positive die for M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bear with me while I look up how many negative die you get for Blobmdar. And the answer is... many.
Fuck.
Many, many negatives.
You're going to be so embarrassed.
I'm going to be... yeah.
You can go right ahead and take 4 negative dice.
Jesus!
For Blobmdar. Yeah, at the moment you're just trying to confuse Blobmdar. So Blobmdar gets 1 die for Blobmdar, and then negative 2 die for you and the M&Ms.
Okay.
He's trying an empathy check. You're trying it. Oh, dear gods. Okay.
Mostly cancel out. I don't pass, and I got 3 stress.
You stand in front of Blobmdar and go, look, dude, M&Ms! And then you go to throw them, and you throw the packet, but cover yourself in M&Ms.
The packet wasn't open.
Well, it turned out it was.
Shit. Okay.
The packet goes sailing towards the burning M&M. towards the burning M&Ms. No, it goes flying. There is other chocolate available. The packet goes flying towards the burning zombies. The M&Ms pour all over you. Blobmdar looks for a moment at the packet, almost as if he's going to go after it, and then looks down at the now tastified you.
Fuck.
Who's going next? You made a noise.
I am... going to duck under the trailer.
Okay. You dive under the trailer. You can do more than that if you want. The trailer's quite tall.
I'm not quite sure what else I want to do, to be honest.
You can just hide.
You can join me. Run away. Do the sensible
Split
thing.
The party more. The GM loves that. Oh, no, wait. Hang on. I'm not certain, but I could have been being sarcastic.
Could you? I'd never have noticed.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
I'm just kind of hiding there to see what happens for a minute.
Okay, so you hide underneath. Who's going next? In which
I'm
case,
going for the cab.
Okay, you rush towards the cab. You drag the door open, and yes, the door is unlocked, which is nice. You jump inside, which is also nice. There are two potential issues here. One, I'm afraid articulated lorries are indeed stick shifts. And two, the keys don't seem to be in it.
Right.
Do you want to try and hotwire it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then, I reckon that's probably a logic check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have 5.
Okay. So, positive die for person. I'm going to give you -2 dice because it's quite a stressful situation. Can you think of any other positive dice that you should get?
Oh, you mean like the toolkit in my backpack?
That would do it. That definitely gives you a +1. Anything else?
Let's see. Positive. Captain Improv.
You can have a positive for that. Negatives?
Well, I can't think of any reason to make a dad joke. I'm not arguing with anything, and being a big target doesn't hinder my ability to have a hotwire.
No, in which case, go right ahead and make the roll.
Okay. And you have 5 in logic?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 2 positive dies and 1 stress.
Okay. So, yeah, you rip the bottom off the thing.
Uh-huh.
And fiddle about with the wires underneath and start sparking them together. And after a couple of seconds, you hear as the engine springs to life. Behind you, you hear the engine spring to life. The duck. Who's going next? Blobmadar.
Blobmadar. See, tasty human.
No.
Tasty human. Look tasty to Blobmadar.
Really not.
Blobmadar will attack.
I may have pooped myself in panic earlier today.
So, Blobmadar gets positive die,
Blobmadar.
He gets negative die, you. He then gets a further 5 negative die. Because difficulty to hit you. Are there any negatives for you that would be positives for him?
I'm not very good at running, so...
I'll give him 1 for that.
So I can't run away from him very well.
So basically, he's got 2 positive dies and 6 negative die.
Okay.
If he hits you with his titanic icy fist, however...
It's going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a super bad day.
Yeah.
He's making a dexterity check.
Okay.
Basically, what you want is all of his positive dies to be cancelled.
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck.
Oh, yes.
They've cancelled.
Oh, thank God.
So he flails his mighty icy fist at you, and you duck underneath. At the moment, while you've got space to manoeuvre, it's actually not that difficult to get away from him. Once those burning zombies get a bit closer, it's going to become much more difficult.
Blobmadar, won't you stand still? Blobmadar, eat!
Fuck off, eat them! Point back at the burning zombies.
Okay. Archive, it's your go.
There's a lorry. Want to get in it?
You rush along the side of the lorry and jump inside. You're in the lorry.
Yay?
Yes.
In the back of the cab.
In the back of the cab, there is a small bunk and a lot of porn.
Okay.
So, we're back up to the top. Who would like to go first? Feeling that it's going to be the zombie horde.
I'd like to get out from underneath.
Okay, you jump out from underneath the now-on lorry, which is fair. And what, head into the lorry? Or Okay, you can also scramble into the lorry. You have to scramble in over Allegory because you're on the other side by this point. So, at this point... Anyone wanting to take an action or zombie? Yes. Oh no, not zombie horde.
I'll see that the trucks turn on and I'll run back.
Okay, you run back, but you get about as far as where bloodied is with Blobmadar.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Super. So anyway.
Right,
you want to act before the zombie horde is what you want to do, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. So at the side of the lorry, is there any like straps and stuff I can grab hold of?
No, it's a refrigerated lorry, so it's one of those hard shells.
Okay. I'm just going to... Okay, well, I'll run up towards the cab. Start driving!
Okay.
I'm going to jump up and try and at least... If I can't get in the cab, at least, like, hang on to the door.
Blobmadar is going to try and stop you running
past
him.
He can fucking try.
So, you get -4 dice, Blobmadar. He's a big fat fucker.
Yeah.
You get +1 die, you. What other dice do you think you should be getting?
Blobmadar, stop, tasty person.
Well, I've got powerful legs.
Okay, I'll allow the powerful legs to save you again.
In the interest of honesty, I probably should point out not good at running.
So. Okay, so that's -5 dice. Yeah. You could push yourself for 1 stress, remember.
Yeah, but that gives me an extra negative dice as well, so I don't see how it's...
But it gives you another positive die, which could roll below your number.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to take it. Well, I'm just giving you a possibility.
I know, but I'll do it. Okay.
It might be the one that's not cancelled out. You never know.
Well, we shall see. Okay, what am I rolling against, just so I know?
Dexterity,
right.
Because you're trying to dodge past Blobmadar.
Yeah, because none of those succeed.
Are those ones or sixes?
That's a negative dice.
I know, but isn't that a positive?
True. No, those are ones. Because okay. That is a that's six.
Right, okay.
So, yeah. That's 5 negative dice uncancelled.
Ow!
Yeah.
So, you've got 2 lines of stress already?
Yes, 2 lines of stress.
So you take 3 points of damage.
I only have 2 bars left.
Okay, so you have reached the clinging to life stage of this affair.
Yeah.
Bear with me.
Want to die when I'm playing as me?
I don't want you to die when you're playing as you.
Aww.
But this is end of the world.
I know.
But it's bloodied.
Right, at this point, you get to make a test of vitality.
Okay.
So, you get 1 die for yourself.
Okay.
You get a negative die.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
And you must roll under your vitality. If you do, you will miraculously survive. Please note, you cannot take an extra die for stress here, because you will definitely explode at that point.
I don't.
Oh!
Ah, well.
So, you try and dart left past Blobmadar, but he sort of staggers to the left. You try and dodge right, using your powerful legs to change direction, and he staggers to the right, and you realise the only way is through the middle.
No.
You dive forwards, and as you do so, he takes a step back and trips over you. He lands on his back. Unfortunately, you are under his back when he lands.
Wow.
There is a crunching sound. And then Blobmadar goes, "Where did Tasty Man go?" He stands up and turns around. You can see Tasty Man. He is unfortunately...
crushed, splattered, dead remains.
He is unfortunately impacted into the flab of the giant Blobmadar beastie.
Oh, God.
Who would like to go next? The zombie horde. The zombie horde rushes forwards and sort of starts streaming past Blobmadar to get to the truck. They're not really doing very much because I'm assuming you've closed the fucking doors, but they are swarming all around. The duck, your momentary lapse of bravery has caused you to be in the middle of a large zombie horde.
Yeah, I'm silly.
You're about to get attacked by on-fire zombies.
Yep.
So, you get 3 negative dice and 1 die for yourself.
He's quick on my feet to try and...
I'll allow it.
I don't think there's much. I've still got my metal pipe to push them back.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, I definitely don't think there's anything else.
No. You are surrounded by a large number of on-fire zombies and Blobmadar is now casting around food.
Why? Why?
Every time he goes away.
2 ones and they cancel out. So no, I fail and have 2 stress.
3 total because of the zombie's damage. So you take 1 stress.
I do.
You're getting close.
Quite close, yes.
Which of the 3 of Allegory, Archive or Hardwick would like to take an action? Because nobody else can.
Who's in the lorry now?
So, in the lorry with you, you have Archive and Hardwick. Off to the sort of behind and left of the lorry, there is Blobmadar, the horde of on-fire zombies, and you think the duck.
Drive over and pick up the duck.
Or you could ram the lorry into Blobmadar. It's just a thought.
So Bloodied is dead.
Yes.
You think so. Blodmadar kind of tripped over him and then landed on him.
Honey?
There is no response.
I'm going to run it over.
Okay, so you slam the lorry into reverse and try and basically ram Blodmadar while in reverse. So, at this point, we will make some rolls. You get a positive die for yourself. You get a negative 3 die for Blodmadar. I'm not giving you the full negative 4 because he's a pretty weak target. I'll give you 2 positive die for lorry as weapon. Can you think of any other positive dies that you might have?
I drive for a living.
I'll give you a positive die for that.
I hate to be the one to point it out, but didn't you also say you don't know how to drive a stick shift?
That just adds another negative die. It's fine.
But he's good at improv.
Cancel that negative die out. Reverse is one gear.
You are good at improvising. You can go right ahead and have a positive die. And I think I will also grant you another revenge positive die.
Woo! In death, I serve a purpose. Making him really mad at this big fat zombie.
Blah-ma-dah.
Okay, so.
It will be dexterity because it's an attack.
Right, so. What's your dexterity, Hom?
Ooh.
2. You get 2 successful dies and 2 stress.
Okay, so you slam your foot on the accelerator and hurtle backwards towards Blodmadar. Blodmadar catches the edges of the trailer with its arms and is slammed against the wall of TGI Fridays. The wheels start to smoke. The back of the van is coming backwards towards Blodmadar, but at the moment, Blodmadar is holding it away. Although it's obviously causing quite a lot of stress for Blodmadar, he's starting to splat out across the wall. Blodmadar, no, I'm sorry. Which of you two is having a go now? Blodmadar seems to be pinned. There's a load of on-fire zombies out there, and the duck somewhere out there in the group. Also, Blodmadar's currently somewhat holding a lorry away. It doesn't look well, though. It looks like the lorry might be doing a considerable amount of damage.
Can I have a hunt in, like, the thingy drawers and stuff, see if there's anything useful in the lorry?
Yeah, you can search around in the lorry stuff. You find a pack of cigarettes, a lighter, a big can of squirty WD-40, a lot of motor oil, and wrenches.
Engine oil. Interesting. I wonder what sort of engine oil it is.
It's a sort of engine oil that you would expect to find in an articulated lorry. I don't know as much about engine oil as you do. I'm guessing it's probably flammable.
Ish. Yeah.
I know the WD-40 is. It's an aerosol.
The thing is, the zombies over there are already on fire.
Yeah, but Blodmadar isn't.
Quite a long way down the lorry, isn't he?
Yes. But he's quite close to the end of the lorry now.
Okay.
On account of it's trying to squish him against a wall. He's sort of squidging out across the wall at the moment. He's still currently in one piece.
So the WD-40 is quite squirty.
It is a squirty aerosol of oil. It will be flammable if squirting and burning is your thing.
Yeah. Will I be able to reach from here or not?
You would have to sort of either get out the side and walk along the side. Bad plan.
Yeah.
Or get out the side and go along the top. Slightly better plan. Although it does put you at mouth height for Blodmadar, so...
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that plan.
You could always get out the van.
No.
Failing that, I suppose if you worked it out properly, you could use some of the bedding to make a bomb of some description?
Yeah, I think that's more likely.
Maybe a logic check.
Not necessarily a bomb, but you know, something that can be...
Oh,
that
can be cocktail.
Rolled and... Fired okay. And so on. So one for you, negative two for the current stress levels of the area. I'll give you +1 for equipment. Make me a logic check.
Okay, I've got a plus in science.
Yeah, that'll do.
Helpful.
18 this shit.
Does the ability of being good at fiddly detail and pouring help with this?
No.
Damn it.
No, it doesn't. My lab You're not pouring is... anything.
Yeah, but also fiddly detail, so organising this
Isn't
neatly.
Isn't this the second time she's done this in Beef Burgers with Beef?
Look, surely she doesn't blow herself up again.
Yes, surely.
Look, I've not had to use my positive of lab work yet, so I'm a bit sad about that. Okay. Right. a grand total of nothing cancels, so I pass, but I get two strats.
Okay.
I get two successes on passing.
You start making a flammable. Hardwick, you're the last person who can go, so you have to go. You're in the cab. Outside somewhere is the duck.
Right.
Blobmadar and a whole load of on-fire zombies. Blobmadar is currently pinned at the back of the lorry as Allegory seems intent on basically crushing him to death, which seems quite appropriate in this case.
Revenge.
So, what would you like to do? Apart from, obviously, escape Reading, because that goes without saying.
Yes. If I look out the window, can I actually see the duck?
Yeah, probably. Surrounded by fucking zombies. Blobmadar was quite close to him before he got shunted off to the side.
Blobmadar. Squeesh. What are you going to do? Because silence doesn't work on radio.
Oh, no.
It's Hardwick. She's plotting.
But my knuckle dusters are...
They're a bit short range.
Yeah. If I look around, is there anything that Hardwick archivers miss?
Well, she isn't using the wrenches at the moment, so there are wrenches. There might be a toolkit on the side of the lorry, because they tend to be in like boxes on the side of the lorry, and they'll have like big jacks in there. You know, the sort of big jacks... Oh, fuck this microphone. They have those sort of big jacks with the big arms.
Hmm.
So you might be able to find a big arm, but that does involve getting out of the lorry.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a couple of the spanners or whatever.
Okay. So, positive die for you. Negative two die, because they're not exactly a difficult target.
Mm-hmm.
Any other positives? One positive for equipment, wrenches.
Mm-hmm.
And then just roll.
Okay.
That's a success, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Although a bit stressful. So, the duck. You're being steadily surrounded by on-fire zombies, which is not the greatest thing. And frankly, you're starting to wonder whether these zombies are ever going to, you know, die from all the flames. Blobmadar is up against the wall. That's okay, but your life is looking much more difficult. When, from out of the distance, sails a claw hammer and two wrenches and beams some of them in the head.
Nice.
They fall down. It is the next round. Who would like to take an action? Well done for volunteering.
I think the smart thing to do is try and get out from the horde of zombies.
It is the smart thing to do.
I'll try and go towards the truck.
Okay. You disengage from the zombies and rush up to the side of the truck and can probably haul yourself in. Although, that will draw the zombies to the truck.
Yeah, I know. Which direction is the truck facing?
So, TGI Fridays is sort of off to your right, with Blobmadar against the wall,
uh-huh.
And then the trailer of the truck against Blobmadar, and then the front of the truck here facing towards the other car park.
So when the truck starts moving forward...
It'll go into the other car park.
Right. I'm just thinking which direction me running and drawing away the zombies would be easiest for the truck to follow after they sort out Blobman.
Well, if you run back the way you were originally
not running. Onto the IDR. Either left towards Caversham Bridge or right towards
if you run back towards Caversham Bridge, if the van does come round to pick you up after dealing with Blobmadar, you'll be fine. If they continue that way to get to Caversham... Over the other bridge, then you've got a horde of flaming zombies following you.
Well, there's a river that way, so... I don't know.
Make a decision, Dime.
I think I run away from the truck.
Okay. Towards Caversham Bridge or into the car park?
Towards Caversham Bridge.
Okay. You will have to dodge some zombies to get that way.
Yeah.
Make you roll. So, positive die for you. Negative two die. Zombie horde.
Quick on my feet.
I'll give you it.
Oh,
further negative die. They're on fire now.
Were any of them distracted in any way when the...
No.
I think that's it then.
You're tasty! Come on!
I think that's it. I think I... Yeah, okay.
Try not to die.
Yeah, no. That cancels out. So, I don't succeed, but the two stress that I get are cancelled out because I already have...
A three stress total.
Then I tick off my last...
So you are also Going to attempt to cling to life. You dive in through the group of flaming zombies and try and push through to lead them away from your friends and realize that you've caught fire and it's generally bad. And then the zombies descend upon you and start chowing down.
Oh dear. Yeah, I unfortunately do not pass that vitality check.
Don't cling to life. No. Who would like an action?
Okay, is everyone left alive still in the cab?
Yes, everybody not currently deceased is indeed in the cab with you. Blobmadar is currently trapped against the wall, and he seems to be straining to hold the van away. You reckon if you really put the pedal to the metal, you'd probably finish him off.
Yeah, but I'm instead going to pull the lever that disconnects the trailer from the lorry and start driving away.
Fair enough. There is a chunking, clunking sound, and you suddenly lurch forwards and start. There's a couple of cars in front of you. They don't last very long, as an articulated lorry, even without the trailer, is pretty heavy. There's a clong and another clong as these two cars go skidding out of the way. A couple of on-fire zombies go down under the wheels, but again, they don't last very long against the giant weight of an articulated lorry. Behind you, you hear Blobmadar sort of go, and lift the trailer off him, although he's now got a wonderful square shape impressed deeply into his blubber. It's quite unpleasant. Blobmadar injured! He sort of lumbers after you a little bit, but thing about Blobmadar, he ain't that fast on his feet. He manages to trip over the burning zombies and lands face down on them and the duck. No. When he stands up, there's just like zombies imprinted into his flab that are on fire still. Allegory, I'm going to take over a bit here because we've come to the end of our time. So you drive along through the car park and then turn violently to the left, going across Reading Bridge, which, for the first time ever, doesn't have a standing fucking traffic jam on it. Who knows why? You drive into Caversham and take a quick look left down the main road and realise, no, that does have cars on it. So you drive a bit further and then look left and realise, no, that does have cars on it. And you keep basically driving on the right until you end up in the countryside, despite the fact that you've never turned towards the countryside. You've just ended up there no matter what. The sun starts going down as you drive into the countryside, finally free of Reading, and finally free of Beefy Beef Beef Burgers. The Beef Burgers with beef.
And that's where we'll finish for the evening.
Yay! I'm dead.
You didn't escape in a barge!
Blobmadar is wearing two of you as a fashion accessory. One on the front, one on the back.
He's got plot armour. So, how did you like Beefy Beef Burgers, the Beef Burgers with beef? I find this game difficult to run. I must be doing it wrong. I have to be doing it wrong. There must be some way for the GM to attack, or is supposed to attack. I might have to ask Angela of the Thunderball again.
Yeah.
I thought that went relatively well.
Yeah.
I find I am bothered by dying when I am me.
It's understandable, but
I'm bothered by you dying when you're you.
Oh, I'm glad that does.
However, your distraction of Blobmadar meant he didn't attack the van.
Yes.
So true. Everybody else got to escape.
So I did save Allegory and Archive and Hardwick.
Yeah.
It's the duck's own fault for running off.
I mean,
and then running back.
Yeah, and then running back. I mean,
running back was a mistake.
Your downfall was you didn't fully commit to cowardice. If you'd fully committed to cowardice, you might have been okay.
Well, in my mind, I was like, I could run all the way to Caversham or be lazy and get in the truck. So my laziness overcame my cowardice.
Okay, well, there we go then.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. I'm going to do the quote marks again. Enjoy. Oh, next question. Did you work out where Mordrigan was?
Where was Mordrigan?
Mordrigan was up the tower crane at the end of this road with guns.
Oh, that's who was shooting everyone.
Because Mordrigan went to the fucking police station, grabbed a load of guns, and then started making a route out, but realised he couldn't get you to a barge. Because I think, like the rest of you, and then went up the tower thing to try and provide covering fire. And then you kept going down side roads, at which point he couldn't fire at zombies.
Wait, how was Mordrigan getting out?
Mostly by sitting up the tower crane and then going along the canal the opposite direction.
Okay, that's fine.
Because my escape route is go down to the end of the road. There's an island, and the only way to get to the island is to cross the lock thing. So if you open the lock, nobody can get to the island.
Just hope no one did it first.
Yeah.
And now you can do your plan.
Yes,
nah.
Oh, but I haven't. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, please do feel free to leave us iTunes reviews. We love your iTunes reviews. You can review us on Podchaser or other such places. We've got videos on the YouTubes. I believe it's called Cult Plays.
Cult Plays, yes.
Yep. You can talk to us on thecultsteamdice.net. You can talk to us at cultsteamdice on the Twitters. You can send us emails at thecultsteamdice@gmail.com. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to her at T-Gremlin. You can talk to him at Bloody Fox. You can talk to him at WeirdDogAllegory. No underscores in that name. I think that's it. Thank you very much and goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Blob my dark crush.
No.